Merry Christmas, motherfucker. This is Chris Johnson. I'm in a fucking chipper mood. I'm pretty jacked up right now. It is Christmas, legitimately. It's Christmas Eve. I've done most of my shit already. Had to hit the mom's house, mom's sisters, and the nephews. The one is fucking 3 months, and he just fucking screamed the whole goddamn time. And the two and a half year old, he chatted with me a lot. Don't know what the fuck he was talking about. I have no idea what he's saying. Big T, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. But I did buy him a Paw Patrol shirt, and he was a pretty big fan of it. And I bought the infant a onesie with a tie. Not like a real tie. You know those tuxedo shirts that douchebags wear? It's kind of like that. Like the tie is just like painted on the onesie. Classy. That's what I do with clothes, you know? I don't know what fucking toys they're playing with. I don't fucking know. Clothes. You guys can use the fucking clothes. Then after that, went to the cousin's house, did the old Yankee swap. I mentioned in a previous podcast, last year's Yankee swap, I put my fucking face in a bag and some dude I never met got that shit. Sugar Shane got it. He was there again this year. Did not get my gift. He knew better. My gift was opened. My aunt got my gift. Was my gift? An ornament with my fucking face on it. And a Yankee candle. Cherries on Snow is the scent. It's a scent that I like quite a bit. I was disappointed to give it away. I just bought six. They were buy three, get one free. Wait, what? What? Buy three, get three free. Yeah, that's what it was. You might be thinking, you burn candles in your apartment, you fucking pussy? You're goddamn right I do. You're goddamn right. That fucking shit smells good. Mm. Tonight, going to the Bee Machine's house. I haven't talked about Bee Machine yet. And I got some fucking stories about the Bee Machine. I fucking love that man. Love him. Going to his parents' house. His fucking dad is awesome. Let me tell you something. It's mayhem over at Bee Machine's parents' place. I'm talking large amounts of alcohol, grown-ups getting shit-faced and stumbling around and just running into shit. They can't navigate the stairs. Last year, Bee Machine's dad, Big Beams in the fucking bathroom, just sitting on the toilet, not taking a shit, not caught in the act or anything like that. This isn't fucking dirty. Just, you know, toilet seat down, just sitting on it, fully clothed, kind of passed out, you know, with his head laying on the bathroom sink. Wasn't coming out of there. I like to close that place down at night. I like to fucking hang until like 1 or 2 in the morning. I hope it ends before that, because I got to get home and give Simon an insulin shot. That's where we are now. I'm planning my day around my cat's insulin injections. I didn't get my cats anything. Should I have? I considered getting them stuff and wrapping it and putting it under the tree, and I thought, dude, you're fucking pathetic enough. You can't be doing that shit. The Yankee swap for me? I got a fire stick. And they were like, dude, this is going to be perfect for you. And I thought, yeah, that's right. You know, a lot of those people there have fire sticks. And then I started thinking a little bit deeper into that as I was driving home. And maybe it wasn't such a nice comment. Maybe it was more like, listen, dude, you are single. Your wife left. You dated somebody over the summer who just stopped texting you. And then she came back and told you how big your balls were when you asked her out again. Well, turning you down once more. So look, you don't got anything going on. Plug this into your fucking TV and just sit and fucking watch shows. Sit on your couch, scratch your balls, and watch some TV, because you're not fucking doing anything other than that. You got nothing going on. No, in all seriousness, I love the gift, fellas, and I didn't take it that way. But I'm just saying, that's just another way that you could have looked at it. This time of year, I like to think about maybe some of the gifts that I've gotten other people. I don't close my bedroom blinds ever. I'm on the second floor. And the hamper is in the bedroom, because, you know, the apartment's kind of small. It's a one bedroom. So sometimes I just take my fucking clothes off in the bedroom, and the lights are on and shit. So if you're lucky enough to pass by, you know, you can't see at ground level. But if you're walking out to your car or something, you're driving by taking out the garbage, you might get a shot of my bare white ass and my balls. And if you do, you know what? Fine. I'm fine with it. Just drink it in. Drink it in. I don't care. You know, I once thought when I was in my 20s, like, what's the age that I'm going to get? Well, I don't really care if people see my dick anymore. I will just walk around in front of my window with no fucking clothes on and not give a rat's ass. 34. That's it. 2016, the year, 34, the age. In all seriousness, this might be the biggest load of pussy bullshit that I ever say, but I hope you have a great Christmas. And if you're involved with somebody, If you have a husband or a wife or a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a fiance, kids, any of that bullshit, just fucking soak that shit in, man, because you're not getting that time back. You never know when it's going to end. You never fucking know. I never thought I was going to get divorced. Now, fuck my wife now, right? She can kiss my ass because she fucking left. But, you know, you don't get it back. When I was with her and things were going great and, you know, I thought we loved each other, even if it was just one-sided, man, it was still, there's nothing like that. Nothing like having that person there. So fucking savor that shit. Savor it. Could end in a fucking instant. It's been a pretty successful launch to the podcast, so thanks for being there. You can follow along with me at Johnson Hates You. You can follow the podcast at Podbean, on iTunes, at Google Play. I'm out there. And if you're at a family party and you're having a miserable fucking time, bring those earbuds, bring your phone, plug in, and listen to me, bitch. I'll be there for you. I will.